The Gemara in Berachot Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet learned from our parasha the Chiyuv Lechem Mishneh on Shabbat. The Gemara says, "B'Shabbat Chayav Adam Livtzo Al Shtei Kikarot Lechem." Ma'i Ta'ama Lechem Mishneh Ktiv. He says in our parasha, Perek Tzayin Pasuk Chavbed, the pasuk says, "Vayi Bayom Hashishi Laketu Lechem Mishneh Shnei Omer LaEchad." And the Gemara says, from here we know that the person has obligated to have lechem mishneh on the table for seudot on Shabbat. There is few discussion in the halacha on the chiyuv lechem mishneh on Shabbat, exactly what it is. We're gonna try to accomplish a few topics today. The first one, we just have to know if when the Gemara says that the person obligated to have lechem mishneh on the table, and we learn from this pasuk, if this is really chiyuv d'oraita, or maybe it's only chiyuv d'rabanan. So seems like this is machloket and the poskim. The Taz and Orach Chaim Ilchot Chanukah Siman Taf Rishayin Chesif Katan Bet. The Taz says he bring the Gemara in Shabbat. The Gemara in Shabbat has discussion. What about a person that has money only to buy Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush on Shabbat? Which one is to choose better to use his money for? Maybe Kiddush on Shabbat, because wine for Kiddush is Tadir. Every week we're making Kiddush on Shabbat. So this is a good reason for a person to use his money for Kiddush, Tadir v'shenot Tadir. Tadir Kodem, Ner Chanukah is only once a year. Or maybe not. The Gemara says maybe oil for Ner Chanukah is better because Pirsum HaNes is Kodem. So the Gemara came to the conclusion that Pirsum HaNes is Kodem and should buy, use the money for to buy oil for Ner Chanukah. The Rishonim asks why the Gemara took to the consideration only Tadir v'Sheno Tadir and Pirsum HaNes. There is another big thing that we have to think about. Kiddush on Shabbat is Chiyuv d'oraita. It says in Pasuk Zechorot Yom Shabbat l'Kodesho. And Ner Chanukah is only Mitzvah d'Rabanan. So if we have this two choice between Mitzvah d'oraita and Mitzvah d'Rabanan, for sure the person should choose Mitzvah d'oraita. So use the money for wine to buy wine for Shabbat. The Rishonim answers that's true, that Chiyuv Kiddush is Midoraita. It says in the Pasuk Zachot Yom Shabbat L'Kodesho. But the Chiyuv Kiddush on wine is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara and Pesachim, the Gemara learned from Pasuk Zachot Yom Shabbat L'Kodesho, Zachro al Yain. How we know Zachro al Yain? He says Zachro Keren Levanon. So that's how we know that the Kiddush should be on the wine. But it's only Mitzvah the Rabbanan. So if that's the case, the person doesn't have enough money to buy wine for Kiddush and to buy oil for Ner Chanukah, so use the money for Ner Chanukah because Pirsum HaNes, and for Kiddush, not a problem, make the Kiddush on the bread. Like every other person that is not going to be able to drink, wasn't able to drink wine. So what he's doing? He's doing Kiddush on the bread. So to you not have enough money to buy wine, so use the money for Ner Chanukah and make the Kiddush on the bread. So now came along the Taz, and Taz says, that's true when the person has the ability to make the Kiddush on a bread. But what about the person that doesn't have money for bread? He has only money to buy oil for Ner Chanukah or money to buy bread for Shabbat, for Kiddush, or wine for Kiddush. So which one he should take first? So the Taz saying, over here, the difference between Kiddush and Ner Chanukah is not only Tadir v'Sheno Tadir and Pirsum HaNes. It's much more than that. The Kiddush and the bread, the Lechem Mishneh is Din D'Oraita. We learn from this the Pasuk of Lechem Laketu Lechem Mishneh, this is Chiyuv D'Oraita. So you have Chiyuv D'Oraita and Chiyuv D'Rabanan, Mitzvah D'Rabanan, Mitzvah D'Oraita, for sure the Mitzvah D'Oraita is Kodem. So that's why, in such a case, you should use the Yumani for to buy bread for Kiddush. And so we see clearly from the Taz Shita is that Lechem Mishneh is Chiyuv D'Oraita, and the same Shita is the same opinion also the Aruch HaShulchan and Ilchot Shabbat, Siman Resha in Dalet, Sif Aleph, he also saying that Chiyuv, Lechem Mishneh is Doraita, and he bring his own drash, his own limud from the Pasuk, and he says the Pasuk of Vayi Bayom HaShishi, Laketu Lechem Mishneh, the Pasuk repeats itself twice. The Pasuk first says Lechem Mishneh, meaning twice of the amount of the man they used to get every day, and then the Pasuk says Shnei HaOmer. So I have to repeat again, Lechem Mishneh and Shnei HaOmer, this is extra. So the Baruch HaShulchan says, from this extra we learn that the Chiyuv Lechem Mishneh is Doraita. That's the Aruch HaShulchan and the Taz. The Bach, over there in the Chod Chanukah, the Bach saying no. The Bach saying if the person doesn't have wine or bread to buy for Kiddush on Shabbat and Ner Chanukah, meaning the person has only, if the Bach says over there in the Chod Chanukah, if the person has only money to buy bread for Kiddush or oil for Ner Chanukah, so then is again the same discussion, the same question between Tadir v'shenot Tadir, Tadir Kodem, and Ner Chanukah is Pesum Anes, because the both is only mitzvot Rabbanan, side Kiddush and wine, side Kiddush and the bread is only mitzvot Rabbanan. So, because the real Kiddush on the Oraita is only Kiddush on the Ema B'dvarim, is Kiddush B'tfilah, Kiddush to be saying in the Barachat HaKiddush. So, such a case, the person doesn't have a way to make the Kiddush, not on the wine, not on the bread, because doesn't have enough money for it. So, use your money for Ner Chanukah, do Pirsum HaNes, and for Kiddush, there is a way how to get away from Kiddush, from Chiyuv Kiddush, with Chiyuv Kiddush on Shabbat, even though you don't have a wine or bread, so it could be Mechaven and Tefillah, it could be mentioned, and the Tefillah, the Poskim saying, she mentioned the Zecher Litzat Mitzrayim and Zecher Maaseh Bereshit, the both to be, to get the all Shitot of Poskim, to be Yotzei Dechovat Kiddush, Deoraita, in the Tefillah Tarvit on Shabbat, but this is different. This different discussion, not for now. So now, let's think, what should be the nafkamina between if we're saying the chiyuv is chiyuv d'oraita or chiyuv d'rabanan. So we saw one nafkamina, that's if the person has only money to buy oil for Ner Chanukah or to buy bread for Kiddush. This is nice nafkamina. If we're saying d'oraita, lechem mishneh, so lechem mishneh is adif. If we're saying d'rabanan, so then pirsum anes is adif. But this is nafkamina only once a year. Could happen, and we wish it's never gonna happen to anyone that is gonna have is not gonna have enough money for it. But there's another nafkamina that could be that this nafkamina is gonna be every week. It's nogat every week. If the lady is obligate and mechuyav to do lechem mishneh on Shabbat, why this has to do with the right on the Rabbanan? Because the Tosfot and Pesachim says on the Gemara says, how we know the ladies obligate and mechuyav to do mitzvah dalet kosot ane laseda. This is mitzvah tasei shazman grama. Why the ladies have to do mitzvah tasei shazman grama and dalet kosot ane laseda? The Gemara says, because af em ayu b'oto anes. Also the ladies came out from Mitzrayim. And even more, the ladies, the bizchut nashim tzadkaniyut, yitzu avotenu mitzrayim. So because the lady was in the nest of Yitziat Mitzrayim, so that's why the mitzvah of Dalet Kosot is to remind ourselves, to remind the big nest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keneged Dalet Lashonot Shel Geulah, so that's why also the woman obligate to drink Dalet Kosot Ane Laseda. And the Tosfot says, if that's true, that every mitzvah that the ladies will the nest, where the ladies are you bought on nest, so why the ladies not obligated to sit in the sukkah? This sukkah is also the chilitzat mitzrayim, and the shivat sukkah is only chiyuv on a man. So why the ladies now have to be chiyuv? This is true, it's mitzvah shazman grama, but it's are you bought on nest? The thought answers that when we sing a mitzvah, taseh shazman grama, the ladies also obligated and mechuyav to do it when the ladies are yubota anes, is only if the mitzvah is mitzvah de rabbanan. If it's the mitzvah is mitzvah de oraita, they doesn't have to do it. So that's why the Tosfot says, and Yeshiva Besukah is Mitzvah Doraita, Mitzvah Doraita, Mitzvah Shez Magamah, the ladies patur anyway, even though they are Yubotanes. If it's Mitzvah de Rabbanan, like Dalet Kosot and El Aseder, like Kriyat HaMegillah, and others, Mitzvah de Rabbanan, the ladies are Yubotanes, they do Mechuyav to do the Mitzvah of this particular Mitzvah. So now back to our questions. Our question on Lechem Mishneh. If we say the Lechem Mishneh is Chiyuv Doraita, we all know that the ladies also are Yubotu Anes, Shlegidat Aman, the man who was for the whole entire nation of Klal Israel for 40 years in the desert, and the ladies Mishtatef on this nest. The ladies saw this miracle and they enjoyed this miracle. So if we say the Chiyuv Lechem Mishneh is Midoraita, so it's not for ladies. So the lady is not mechuyav lechem mishneh. But if we're saying the lechem mishneh is mitzvah de rabbanan, so then the ladies also are yubot anes, and they do have to make sure to do lechem mishneh on Shabbat. And Mordechi in Masechet Shabbat, Siman Shin Tzadivav, bring from Rabbeinu Tam exactly this point, and he says that the ladies also chayavim belechem mishneh. Why? Because after mayu boto anes. And like we're saying, that's a proof that Mordechai also held that lechem mishneh is only mid rabbanan, the way the Tosfot over here in Pesachim saying. And the same shita, and that seems like the majority of the poskim go with this, that the lady is mechuyav to do lechem mishnah Shabbat, and they saying the reason is because lechel aman and nafim ayu b'otah nes, that is obvious that lechem mishnah is only chiyuv de rabbanan, and the prime gadim and siman resha in dalet say this, bring the Eliyahu Rabbah also to say this, and b'shem ma'abud re'am, and other poskim, that's what the mishnah b'ra also in resha in dalet, siv katan alef, the lady is obligated and mechuyav to do lechem mishneh. So we see that lechem mishneh is the rabbanan. The prime gadim also proved from the Magen Avraham and Hilchot Brachot, the siman kuf peiched, the Magen Avraham bring the Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says on Masechet Brachot that Shabbat and Yom Tov, you don't need to eat bread from the Oraita. You're not chayav. Ein chiyuv lechol bread on Shabbat. You don't need to eat bread midoraita. So saying, the whole reason why we're eating bread on Shabbat is only because to be Yotzei Dechovat Kedushim comes to that. So you see clearly that the Magen Avraham also Shita opinion is the Lechem Mishneh is only Chiyuv Derabanan, is not Chiyuv Doraita, and that Shulchan Aruch Harav also, Rabbi Zalman, Shulchan Aruch Siman Reshein Alef, it also bring from the Magen Avraham in Chod Shabbat, Reshem Dara, the Magen Avraham says, the Lechem Mishneh Nachovah Kol Kach, so it seems like the Magen Avraham also go with this opinion, that the Lechem Mishneh is only the Rabbanan, and so too the Tosefet Shabbat go, and the other poskim, the size of the Taz and Aruch HaShulchan. And the Chatam Sofer also, Noah Chaim, bring another Nafkaminah, the Chatam Sofer also, Chaim Siman Memvav, bring another Nafkaminah, if it's the right of the Rabbanan, if the person has to make sure that he's going to have two fully rolls on Shabbat on the table, or maybe even one could be roll and the other one could be even a slice of bread, Shabbat mitztaref to lechem mishneh, and enough is... Okay, this is the Chatam Sofer discussion over there, and this is nafkamina between the Oraita and the Rabbanan. And now I want to go to the second topic, and question on Lechem Mishneh, that we all know, the Gemara and Pesachim, the Gemara says that the person is mechuyav if we're making the Kiddush and the food in front of us during the Kiddush, so the person is mechuyav to cover the food during the Kiddush time. And the Gemara over there saying that really used to be, in those days, used to be a small tables they used to bring for one table for Kiddush, the other table is for the food. So they used to bring the food, the table with the food after they finish the kiddush. And in the case the person bring the table of the food by the time of the kiddush, so make sure that it has to be covered the food during the kiddush time. And the Tosfot saying that this minag is those days they have small tables, but our days that we have big tables, so we're not going to be able to bring the food to table with the food after we're making the kiddush. This is going to be too much time of sake between the kiddush to the seuda, and that's going to be a problem with the kiddush mekom seuda. So that's why the Tosfot says the minag is to make the kiddush on the table with the food, and by the time of the kiddush, make sure you're covering the bread on the table and during the kiddush time. And the Tosfot over there is saying two reasons why we have to cover the bread on the table. First reason Tosfot saying, because Zecher Laman, the same thing like a man, it's true, the man wasn't coming on Shabbat, Tosfot says, because the man wasn't coming on Shabbat, so Zecher Laman, we're doing on Shabbat, covering, like the man used to come, cover with a Shechvat HaTal on the top of the man, and on the bottom of it. So that's why we also covering the bread on the Kiddush. And the second reason Tosfot saying is because that with the Shiltot, Tosfot bring from the Shiltot, ki echi de teti sudata de sudata beika de Shabbat. Meaning that during the Kiddush we bring the Kiddushat Shabbat to the day of Shabbat, to the house. We bring the Kiddushat Shabbat, so we want the Seuda should come after we bring the Kiddusha of Shabbat, then the Seuda should be available to eat. So that's why we're covering the bread, because then when we're covering, it's not, like the bread is not here yet to eat, and after we finish in the Kiddush, then the bread is available to eat, and we already brought the Kiddushat Shabbat to the day of Shabbat. The Tur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph bring another reason from the Yerushalmi. And it says the Yerushalmi and the Tur, the Rosh, the other Rishonim bring this Yerushalmi. Really, the Rishonim bring this Yerushalmi. And they're saying, the Yerushalmi is saying the reason is because Boshet Apat. Meaning is that we all know that wine is the Rosh L'chol HaMashkim. If you make Bopi, I guess when we put there the rest of the drink. And if we make an Amotzi, Rosh L'chol HaOchalim. So the both has the Chashivut. And if we have also to be Makdim, we Makdim first the bread. That's true. When you have in front of you few kinds of Berachot, you don't need to choose one on the top of the other, because this is not really, the Halakha doesn't tell you what to do with one better than the other, because this is two different brachot, Shulchan Aruch Siman Reshit Aleph. But over here, the Yerushalmi is saying that when we're making the Kiddush and the wine, the bed feel bad. Why Kiddush by Brit Milah, they're making Kiddush and wine? Kiddush and Chatunah, they're making Kiddush and wine. Kiddush and Shabbat, they're making Kiddush and wine. Always they're choosing the wine, better than me. They're never using me for Kiddush. So that's why we're covering the bread during the Kiddush time, for the bed, they're not going to feel bad during the Kiddush, and then after we finish in the Kiddush, we open in the cover. So this is the main reasons of the Poskim bring for covering of the Chalot. There is truth, it's true that Eshel Avraham Buchach also bring from the Zohar. The Zohar says the Shabbat brought the Bracha for the whole entire week, and Ena Bracha Shuriya Ela B'davar Samui Min Ha'ayin. So that's why we're covering the bread. Okay, but now we're going to see that there is many difference and halachot going to come out from all this reason that we're just saying. We're going to go to the reason why, but one by one. First, we're going to go to the reason why one by one. So the first discussion is, if that's true, that we need cover on the top of the bread, maybe we need also cover on the bottom of the bread. What about that? The Shulchan Aruch saying clearly in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifte, that you have to make sure that you have cover on the table, on the bottom of the bread, then you should have a cover on the top of the bread too. So that seems like go with the reason of Zecher Laman. If you're saying the reason is Zecher Laman, the way the man used to come with the dough dew on the bottom and dew on the top of the bread. And this is the same thing that's on the top of the mat. That's the same thing that we're doing on the Kiddush. We have to make sure that we're going to have one tablecloth on the bottom of the bread and another one on the top of the bread. The question is, if we're going to say the other reason, then you're not going to need any cover on the top of it, on the bottom of it. If the bread feels bad when we're making the Kiddush on the wine, so that's not going to help the bread to feel better if we're going to make a cover on the bottom of it. So if the reason is because boshet apat, we don't need the cover on the bottom of it. If the reason is also, like the Shiltot says, for Kedushat HaShabbat, to bring to the table Kedushat HaShabbat before the Seuda, so then you don't need a cover on the top, on the bottom of the bread, only on the top. So we came out, if only we're saying the reason is because Zecher Laman, then we need another cover also on the bottom of the bread. So the second discussion is, what about Seuda Shlishit? Seuda Shlishit, we need also to cover the bread, Lechem Mishneh, or maybe on Seuda Shlishit, we don't need. So the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara saying that we learn from the Pasuk, also in this week Parashah, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe ichlu ayom, ki Shabbat ayom la'ashem, ayom lo timtza'u basadeh. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Israel, on Shabbat, they're able to eat man without go outside and take it. Because they go on Friday and they're going to keep it for Shabbat. So the Gemara, Shabbat, the Gemara saying, because Moshe Rabbeinu said three times, the Pasuk said three times, repeat, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. So from here we learn that the person is obligated to make three Seudot on Shabbat. That is the Seudah on Friday night we're making, and the next Seudah is Shabbat morning, Shabbat day, and Seudah Shlishit. So now, if we're saying that, and Zecher Laman, if we're saying the reason is covering the bread is because Zecher Laman, so Zecher Laman is, we learn from the man, they have to make three Seudot on Shabbat. So, also on Seudah Shlishit, you're supposed to cover the bread, if that is the reason, Zecher Laman. If we're going to say the reason is, because the pot feel bad, boshet pot when we're making the Kiddush on the wine, so that's true by Friday night, Ler Shabbat, we're making the Kiddush on wine, so then you are supposed to cover the bread. So too, on Shabbat by day, you're supposed to cover the bread. But Seudah Shlishit, we're not making Kiddush. Even the Rambam, Shitat the Rambam, we're making Kiddush, is not Kiddush before the Seuda, it's Kiddush during the Seuda. On Kolpanim, so then, if we're saying that's the reason, Boshet Apat, so you don't need covering the bread and Seudah Shlishit. And let's go now to the last reason. The reason is the Shiltot saying, because Kedushat HaShabbat, so the Eliyahu Rabbah and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Katan Tet Zayin, he brings from the Mordechai and Pesachim, Siman Tef Reish Yud Aleph, that he says, this is the reason, so you don't need to cover the bread besides of Seudat Lel Shabbat. Why? Because on Lel Shabbat, we bring the Kedushat Shabbat to the day. So now the Kedushat Shabbat is there. And Shabbat morning, the Kedushat Shabbat is already there from last night. And Seudah Shlishit, for sure, the Kedushat Shabbat is there. So you don't need to cover the Chalot Bichlal. You don't need to cover the bread. And non-Seudah by the day. And non-Seudah Shlishit. Only on Seudat Lel Shabbat, Friday night. The Ben Ish Chai saying in Parashat Chaye Sara, Halacha Yud Bet, and he's saying that even if we're going to say the reason is because Kedushat HaShabbat, still there is a different Kedushot by every Seudah, different Kedushot we bring to the day of Shabbat. Every Seudah has his Keneged Avot HaKedushim, every Seudah has different Kavanot that we have to make. So that's why the Ben Ish Chai is saying that not only on Friday night, Ler Shabbat, we have to cover the Chalot, also on Shabbat by day, and Seudah Shlishit, we have to cover the Chalot, because we bring the Kedusha to the day of Shabbat. And the next discussion is going to be, when we're making a big Simcha, Shabbat Shelah Brachot, Shabbat Bar Mitzvah, or Kiddush in the Shul, they're making Kiddush, or they're making whatever big company in the house, they have few tables. So the question is, if we are we supposed to cover bread by every table, even though we're now making the kiddush only on the table on the one side in the room, and the rest of the room they just hear the kiddush from the mekadesh and they have not connection with the table. The table is not connected. So then maybe we don't need to cover the chalot. So over here the poskim saying that if we saying the reason is because Zecher Laman or the Shiltot, Kedushat HaShabbat, to bring the Kedusha before the Seuda, so it's not different if it's one table, two table, has nothing to do with the Mekadesh, when he's making the Kiddush. When he's making the Kiddush, you bring the Kedusha to the day of Shabbat. So we're supposed to cover everything by every table before, every bread by every table before the Mekadesh is doing the Kiddush, because we want the Kiddush to come after the Kiddusha should be on the food after we make the Kiddusha Shabbat. But in the reason of Boshet Apad, over here, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Got Moshe, Chelek Ei, Siman Kaf, wants to say, in the beginning, he wants to say, maybe Boshet Apat is only on the table that you're making the Kiddush. Over there, the bread feels bad. We're not making kiddush on me. Why are you choosing to make the kiddush on the wine? So then, over there, should I cover the bread? But the bread and other tables, how the bread going to know if you're making the kiddush on the bread or you're making the kiddush on the wine? The bread doesn't know. So that's why, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, lichora, you're not going to need to cover the bread and other tables. Then, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, no. I guess the bread is more smart than what we think. And Moshe Feinstein says that the bread gonna think if we're making the kiddush on the bread, so why are we waiting for the balabai to make the kiddush? It's true, it's mitzvah to do berova madrat melech. But when we're waiting for the balabai to do the kiddush, so then it's gonna be big efsek between the Netilat Yedaim to Birkat HaMotzi. So saying, the Moshe Feinstein is saying, so that's the bread going to say, if you're making the Kiddush on me, so why you, by each table, you're not making the Kiddush on me, so obviously, while you're losing it to Balabait, you're making the Kiddush on wine, and you tefel, you want to be Yotzei Lechovat Balabait, with the Yai, with the wine, so that's why, it says the Moshe Feinstein, also, this reason going to be applied to the other tables. So come out from this particular halacha that we have to cover the bread by every table. And now the question is, when we're making the kiddush on a mezonot. For example, that's true, the Kaf HaChaim says, from the poskim, the Kaf HaChaim Siman, Reish Ein Dalet, I believe, the Kaf HaChaim says, Reish Ein Dalet, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, that it came out from the poskim that b'diavad, even though that the we learned that Chiyuv, Sudat Shabbat, is on bread, but b'diavad, the person doesn't have a bread to make Kiddush on, so it also could be Yotzei Dechovat Sudat Shabbat, not only, that's true, to be Yotzei Dechovat Kiddush Mekom Sudat, you could be Yotzei Dechovat Kiddush Mekom Sudat on Mezonot too, Pat Kisnim. But the question is, if you could be Yotzei also Yedochavat Sudat Shabbat, or maybe you're not going to be Yotzei Yedochavat Shabbat, unless you have a bread. So the Poskim says, B'diavad, if the person Shatat Chak doesn't have a bread, so he could be Yotzei also Yedochavat Nitzat Sudat Shabbat on Mezonot. So if that's what the Halacha is, so then the Mitzvah Sudat Shabbat also could be Sudat Shabbat on Mezonot. So if the person really making the kiddush on the mezonot doesn't have a bread to make kiddush on it, or even by shul on Shabbat after shachrit we making the kiddush, small kiddush on the mezonot. So over there we also supposed to cover the mezonot, or maybe not. The whole reason is because bread, but not mezonot. So if we're saying that you could be yotzei lechovat sudat Shabbat even with the bread, so then you're supposed to cover aside. We're saying the halacha is zecher laman. It's not going to go only on bread. It's going to go also on mezonot. or if we're saying the Kedushat Shabbat is going to go also to on the Mizunot. And even if we're going to say the reason is because Boshet HaPat, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch saying that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is on Siman Nun Hey, Sif Hey, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch saying that you should be make sure to cover also the mezonot, even if the reason is because boshet apad, because also on mezonot, the mezonot is kodem to wine for the bracha. So he says you should make sure to cover the mezonot also for this reason. So that's going to be very very applicate very nogia to Kiddushin that we're making in shuls, to make sure the mezonot should be covered. And the question is now, if cover has to be only on certain color, like white, if we're saying Zechel Aman should be white, or maybe no. The cover, even clear cover is good enough, just to cover it. So that's also, we're going to see the poskim discussion, the poskim handling if the cover should be only white or maybe even clear is good enough. So first we're gonna start from the Prime Gadim. The Prime Gadim bring the Eliyah Rabbah. The Eliyah Rabbah bring from the Tzedal Derech, and also that we're saying in Sefer Chemdat Yamim. If we're saying the reason is because Zecher Laman, so then you have to make sure the lots of the chemdatim says the metakdikim during that way, they're making sure that the cover should be white cover. Zechel aman is the dough. The dough is white. The dough on the top and the dough on the bottom on the man. So that's why it should be the white cover. And the Rav Nissim Karelitz, and that's also the Be'er Moshe, Shud Be'er Moshe, and other poskim saying that should be makpid, and he says the Shud Be'er Moshe saying, I don't know why no one mentioned in the poskim should make sure that the cover should be white, but Rav Nissim Karelitz says, 1 minute, think, if the reason is because the Zechel Aman is because the man was to be covered with a dew on the top and the bottom. The dew, it's not white. The dew is clear. So, what's the big deal? Even the cover should be clear cover. If this is the reason, Zechel Aman, even should be clear cover. That's what Nissim Karelitz is saying. And that's how other poskim also mentioned the same point that if Zechel Aman, it doesn't really have to be white. And but for different reason, you gotta make sure the cover now should be clear cover. Nissim Karelitz saying, if the reason is because boshet apat, so then over there you can't tell me that when I'm covering the pat with a clear cover, it's good enough for boshet apat. Meaning it's good enough. The pat's still seeing and everything that you're making the kiddush on the bread and the wine. And you're not making the kiddush on the bread. So this is the bread feel bad. Why are we not making the kiddush on the bread? So that's why it says clear cover is not going to be good enough. And the same thing also, Rabbi Ben Zion Mutzafi also brings from Chacham Ben Zion that clear cover is not good enough for Kiddush. And also Rav Zilber and other poskim saying not to use clear cover for Kiddush. And that's going to be enough kamina for mezonot that we make in the Kiddush. When we're making Kiddush and Shulam Mezonot, usually the boxes of the Rogalach, or the boxes of the Mezonot, is clear box. So, now the question is, if this clear box is good enough for covering, it's covered. Or maybe no, it's clear covered. It's not good enough. Also, if you have a bag, the clear bag of the bread, of the rolls of the bread, that's good enough for the making the Kiddush on it, or maybe I have to make sure that the everything should be covered with a darker cover. So that's how we came. The poskim saying, like we mentioned, that the clear cover is not going to be answer the reason of boshet apat. Although this poskim say that, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says in Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Mem Zayin, Ne'ara Kuftet Zayin, that even clear cover is good enough, even if we're saying the reason is because Boshet Apat, because the Maaseh is covered. This covered is good enough. We're not saying the bread looking inside it, so now we're going to make sure that they cover the bread from the all four corners, and they're not always able to make the cover should be cover the bread from all around. So the point is to show that you're covering the bread, and that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Rav Eliashiv, the Yakut Yosef, so we bring from Rav Eliashiv that's only good b'shatat chak. So we're seeing over here different opinion of the poskim. If clear cover is good enough, for sure it seems like for the poskim is better not to use clear cover. But b'shatat chak b'somech. And the other poskim, if you got stuck with no any other kisui that you could be able to put on, so just to cover it with a clear cover. And if we're saying the reason is because Kedushat Shabbat, so to use a clear cover for Kedushat Shabbat seems like it's good enough. Why? Because you're not able to eat anything on the bottom of the cover before you take in the cover. So who cares if the cover is white, the cover is clear, the cover is a blue, black, who cares what color has the cover it? The cover is covering the food. You're not able to eat the food before you take in the cover off. And then when you take in the cover off, the Kedushat Shabbat is already came to the place. So there is place to be somech. And to put also clear cover, and to put that only white cover. We saw some poskim mentioned you do have to, but the other poskim says there's no really good reason for it. And the last discussion is if we're making the kiddush, and the other nafkamina is if you're making the kiddush on the bread, the person doesn't have the wine, you're making the kiddush on the bread. So the way that you're making the kiddush on the bread, this is another machloket and the poskim how you make it. But the question is, if I have to make sure that the bread should be covered, or maybe over here not. So if you're saying the reason is because boshet apat, over here not boshet apat, because you're making the kiddush on the bread, there's no reason of boshet apat. But if we're saying the other reason, because Zecher Laman or Sudat Shabbat, so the Mishnah Berurah says if the reason is because Zecher Laman, Mishnah Berurah Siman Rishayin Aleph Siv Katan Mem Aleph, you say that you should make sure to be cover the chalot, to cover the bread, and also the Prima Gadim saying even if we're saying that the reason is because the Sheiltot that the Kedushat Shabbat we bring after the Kiddush, so also you make sure to cover the chalot. But like we're saying, if the reason is because Boshet Apat, is no really need for the chalot to be covered. Just to finish with the Shitat HaShulchan Aruch and all these reasons, or besides of the reason of Zecher Laman that we sang before, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Kiddush mentioned this reason but saying that a person has to make sure that he is going to have a cover on the bottom of the bread on the table and another cover on the bread. So this is the reason of Zecher Laman. Also, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Avdelah, Siman Resh Tzadi Tet, Seif Tet, he also mentioned the reason of Boshet Apat, by saying that if the person making Avdelah and he wants to make his Suda to eat right after Avdelah, to eat the bread, so the Shulchan Aruch say not to bring the bread until he finishes Avdelah. But in a case that he brought the bread already before Avdelah, so the Shulchan Aruch saying to cover the bread, because the Boshet Apat, they cover the bread until he finishes the Avdalah. So we think the Shulchan Aruch Shita is told from these two reasons of Boshet Apat and Zecher Laman.